Welcome to today's podcast. Our guest is Nicole Albococo, PEO consultant at Emerson Reid. Today's topic is about PEO basics. So, Nicole, welcome to today's podcast.
Thank you so much, Shelley.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and I know that PEOs are becoming more popular and certainly something that is being talked about. But can you explain to us what does PEO mean? What does the acronym stand for? And then give us just some basic information about it.
Wonderful. So what a PEO stands for is a professional employer organization. And that is a business entity that provides comprehensive HR solutions for businesses through a co-employment relationship. The PEO serves as the employer of record, and the PEO shares in the employment risk, and the employer will go under the PEO's FEIN number for tax and benefit purposes. A PEO takes on the administrative functions of an HR department to manage employment-related tasks and helps them to stay in compliance with changing regulations. When a business owner partners with a PEO, they enter into a unique relationship, which allows the PEO to assume many of the risks and responsibilities related to being an employer. Things such as payroll and tax administration, benefits administration, regulatory compliance assistance, workers' compensation coverage, human source support, employment practice liability insurance, which covers things such as sexual harassment, wrongful terminations, time and attendance systems, applicant tracking, expense management. They have training modules, anything related to COVID-19 guidance, as well as very robust technology, things such as geo-tracking. So that's really the crux of what a PEO is and the types of services that they offer.
Well, thank you for that good general description. There's definitely a lot of moving parts to the PEO. Can we get a little more specific, and can you tell me what is in it specifically for the employer? How will the employer benefit from a relationship within a PEO?
So there's a multitude of reasons what the advantages are for an employer engaging in a PEO co-employment relationship. So the one main thing is they provide usually more cost-effective services to different size companies, from anything from startups to larger employees that might have multi-state, multi-site, and are focused on growing their businesses, but they might have limited HR resources within to devote to human resources and payroll administration. So PEOs can be very instrumental in helping with that component. PEOs can also allow small to mid-sized businesses to be able to offer Fortune 500 benefits and vast array of choices of medical plans and ancillary products to the company where they may not have the ability to obtain that going directly to the open market. And as we know, it will allow them to attract and retain top talent. The employer maintains full control of their employees, but the PEO can take care of managing the administrative functions and keep the business up to date with the new regulations and other concerns. One other thing, the PEO arrangement is also very beneficial for tax and insurance purposes. Not only does the PEO assume some of the compliance risks, but companies can also take advantage of the features like the PEO's unemployment rates and claims, master plans for health insurance, and other perks you can't receive without the co-employment model. The PEO can also give access to tools and to many experts who can make it easy for the employer and the employees to access key payroll, benefits, and other HR information in one platform, making it seamless and bringing everything under one umbrella. Another advantage of PEOs we partner with, they will allow for medical carve-outs. There are some that will allow workers' comp carve-outs, or some will actually allow you to carve out both of those things. Some larger employers enjoy cost savings from alternative funding strategies for medical, and the PEOs allow that to be carved out of the PEO. And some PEOs will actually administer the medical if carved out where it would appear seamless. So that's pretty much some of the main things about what the employer would enjoy by going to a PEO model. The co-employment model is an arrangement, just to clarify, where two companies both have rights and obligations as an employer. The business maintains responsibility for the worker's job duties and the day-to-day functions, while the co-employer manages the personal related functions such as payroll. In this way, the worker is technically employed by the business and the co-employer. So that really sums up what's in it for the employer, Shelley.
I appreciate you going through that, and especially a little bit about the co-employment side of things. That's always a big question in, you know, what happens with the employer, so you explained that very well. We do have a lot of listeners who are brokers. So if they're looking at taking their employer to a PEO, what kinds of benefits are there to working with a PEO for a broker?
So that's another great question, and there are various advantages. When a broker suggests and does place one of their clients within a PEO, once the broker places a client in a PEO, the PEO will assume all the day-to-day issues and questions that they previously had fallen on the agency's own internal resources. So they're taking away the ability for their employees, the agency's employees, to focus on new business and possibly other projects. The broker can dictate how involved they'd like to be. They can become a trusted advisor, have the ability to get access to the client's portal through the PEO. Additionally, smaller brokers that do not have the internal resources to service their clients, they look to PEOs as a great solution to achieve that. Because brokers are usually scrambling, especially during COVID, to offer guidance with relation to anything COVID, questions, furloughs, COBRA, PPE loans, anything of that nature. And sometimes the brokers actually have to go to outside counsel to get guidance with regard to helping their clients. So PEOs are very instrumental in helping there, and they take over on that front 100%. Because as we know, there's new laws and regulations that are being passed weekly and making it almost impossible to keep up with them. There's one other aspect that I know that is very important to our broker community, and that is from the compensation perspective. Brokers can possibly make more revenue in certain instances, especially if there's low participation on the medical side. Most of the PEOs that we do work with pay on everybody that is on payroll, whether that be full-time or part-time, and not just who's enrolled in medical. So in that instance, the broker may have the ability to make more revenue. They all pay in perpetuity for as long as the case is on the books with the PEO. And in other instances, they, like I had mentioned before, they will allow a medical ancillary carve-out or just worker comp carve-outs, and the brokers can keep the 401k. Best case scenario, I say, is I call it double dipping, that it makes sense from a demographics perspective and not confined to community rating because of the size of the group. If the broker was to carve out the medical and put the group into the PEO for the payroll, the workers' comp, and all the other HRL functionalities, they would have the ability to get paid on both, which ultimately could make it more beneficial from a compensation perspective. So there's lots of different solutions that we can provide with regard to making extra revenue.
Well, thanks for going through all of that. I have, I think, one more question for today, and we've talked about how it benefits the employer. We've talked about the broker bringing their client to the PEO. So last and probably most importantly, are there certain types of companies that a PEO would focus on, or groups that would be a best fit for PEOs? Can you describe some of that as far as size and industry and those types of things?
Absolutely, Shelley. So PEOs really speak to a large majority of different types of industries, usually in the realm of going down to 2 employees up to 500 employees, but we do have clients that are with PEOs that are even in the thousands. A lot of industries inherently that are a good fit for PEOs are any type of tech companies, healthcare, accounting, engineering, architecture, nonprofits, advertising companies, marketing, hospitality. They speak to a lot of the blue to gray collar industries, HVAC, plumbing, biotech, life sciences are usually the smaller ones that are interested in growing and scaling with a turnkey solution. PEOs are really appealing to professional service and financial service industries as well. I've seen a lot of PE firms that start to see the value of working with PEOs to accommodate and help companies grow and scale. And when you're out speaking to prospects or clients, you know, there's some compelling factors why a company might consider a PEO. Things such as they're lacking in HR infrastructure, rising healthcare costs, participation challenges, rising worker comp claims, workplace safety trainings that needs to be implemented, their multi-site, these need for compliance, multiple locations generate many administrative headaches. They have a large working, a remote workforce, or they're on, generally on the smaller market size, so they don't really have buying power. So PEO would help streamline everything under one umbrella with robust state-of-the-art technology. We do have a few questions that, you know, would be good to ask and might be good indicators to see if they would potentially be a good fit for PEO. Is your company currently subject to small group rates and has a younger age profile? Is your company spending large amounts on HRA, HSA accounts to make up for the lack of better quality plans? Does your company have employees spread out in multiple states? Does your company use multiple vendors for their benefits, resulting in employees having multiple logins to enroll in benefits? Does your company need to track hours by project or location, and are you struggling with current processes? Does your company struggle with a lack of automation in HR? Does your company have seasonal or part-time workers with a high turnover rate? And back to, has your company had high worker comp issues? These are really just some basic questions that you can ask an employer, and if it raises a light or something goes off and it's something that you think that a PEO might be a good fit for, Emerson Reed has a PEO department with exclusive software and a universal RFP census template that we can help with everything from document collection, going to market to various PEOs, negotiating on the client's behalf, providing financial analysis, cost comparisons, coordinating demos, and everything in between, up to onboarding and everything thereafter. So one final thing is when you do work with Emerson Reed, we do have executive sponsorship with all the PEOs that we work with, and we get preferred pricing due to volume. So that basically sums it up, Shelley.
Well, thank you so much. I think this has been a good first look at what is a PEO, and I know that certainly with all we've been through with COVID and all the struggles that employers face with all the new regulations and all the new record keeping and everything, that there are going to be many employers that are looking to offload that or to get some help in it. And it sounds like the PEO is certainly one really great option for them to take a look at. And it sounds like if they want to take that next step, they should work with their broker at Emerson Reed, who will contact you and you can assist them in all the steps they need to do to get that PEO quote.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Nicole, and I'd love to have you back in the fall again to talk a little bit more about how PEOs can serve as we move into that very busy fourth quarter. But until then, thank you so much for your information. I hope you found this podcast helpful and informative. If you do have any questions, please contact your account manager or your salesperson. This podcast is designed to highlight various employee benefit matters of general interest to our listeners. It is not intended to interpret laws or regulations or to address specific client situations. You should not act or rely on any information contained herein without seeking the advice of an attorney or a tax professional. So thank you all for listening and have a wonderful day.